Hello, this is Bruce Steinberg of www.brucesteinberg.net reporting on the April 2009 U.S. employment situation that is showing some signs of improvement, and there's still some distance to go before job growth returns. The Current Population Survey, or CPS, but commonly known as the Household Survey, reported that the unemployment rate shot up again in April by 0.4% to 8.9%, but this was not unexpected. That unemployment rate was the result of almost 14 million unemployed people, a civilian labor force of 154.7 million, and only 141 million of them employed. And the number of people no longer in the workforce was about 80.5 million. The Survey of Businesses, officially the Current Employment Statistics Program, or CES, but more commonly referred to as the Jobs Survey or Report, reported an overall job decline of 139,000 last month, which was an improvement of about 160,000 from the previous month's loss of 700,000 jobs. That brings the total since the beginning of the recession to more than 5.7 million jobs lost, or more than 4% of all jobs. The trend in manufacturing was consistent with recent history, with a loss of 149,000 jobs across all major subsectors. The construction sector continued to have trouble figuring out how to build up its workforce since it lost 110,000 jobs. Especially a hard hit were special trade contractors, that was down 71,000. Even mining and logging, which has been counter to the overall job loss trend until fairly recently, pumped out and cut down 11,000 jobs in April. The service-providing sector, which accounts for about 85% of all employment, lost 269,000 jobs in April, which was a nice improvement over March's loss of 381,000 jobs. However, that includes the addition of 66,000 jobs in the federal government, almost all of them temporary jobs at the Census Bureau. More on that in a moment. The retail trade sector continued to conduct a clearance of jobs last month. It reduced its job inventory by 46,700. No surprise that automobile dealers had 9,300 fewer jobs on their lots in April. Professional and business services, which is a large sector employing almost 17 million, was down 122,000 jobs last month, more than half of that courtesy of slowness in the employment services sector, which was down 68,900 jobs. Computer systems design and related services only lost 1,400 jobs in April, which was a nice improvement over March's loss of 4,700 jobs. The health part of education and health services continued to be one of the few sectors not on life support. Educational services, which is very seasonal, marked 2,100 jobs as absent in April. However, health care and social assistance had a strong pulse with 16,800 new jobs in most major sectors, although the trend was essentially flat in hospitals, only up 600, while home health care services added 8,800 jobs. They certainly weren't breaking out the party hats in the leisure and hospitality sector with a loss of 44,000 jobs in April. It may have been hard to find anyone to play with in arts, entertainment, and recreation, a subsector that lost 29,000 jobs. The government was responsible for a sizable portion of the gain in the service-producing sector, with a total of 72,000 new jobs, many of them 66,000 in the federal government. But state was up 2,000 jobs and local up 4,000 jobs, did their part as well. But that federal government jump was largely due to the hiring of many temporary workers by the Census Bureau as it prepares for the 2010 census. For those who follow temporary help services, employment was 1,758,600, or down 3.4% from the previous month, which was an improvement from the 3.8% dip the previous month. And temporary help services continue to lose market share, percent of all jobs. It was 1.33% of all jobs in April. It was 1.37% just the previous month. Well, to recap, are we there yet? There being the bottom of this economic cycle? The answer depends on how far-sighted you are, but the downward momentum is slowing on several fronts. Although GDP was down a serious as a heart attack serious, 6.1% in the first quarter of 2009, that's an improvement over the negative 6.3% of the fourth quarter of 2008. And the slide in housing prices has seemed to stop. And overall job losses in April improved by 160,000 to negative 539,000. But unemployment continued to rise and will likely to do so for some time. It's taken some time to get to the bottom, and that bottom is quite deep, so it'll take some time before the employment economy breaks back through the surface. This has been Bruce Steinberg, and this is just a brief sample of the employment data we have available. An interactive video version of this report, complete with charts and graphs, can be found at www.brucesteinberg.net.